If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men ask, expect, and then accept. Let me say that again. Real men ask, expect, and then accept. What I mean is that a real man will ask God, expect to receive, and then he accepts that God owes him nothing. This week in my quiet time, I was reading in James 4. First of all, let me say, I love the book of James because it's so practical. To me, it's the Proverbs of the New Testament. And my best verse from James 4 was verse 1, in which he writes, or should I say ask, James asks, what causes quarrels and causes fights among you? Is it not this that your passions are at war within you? Now, as I always do, I'm going to get very personal with you this week by sharing with you my conversation and thoughts with God and the Holy Spirit from my quiet time. Now, I picked verse 1 as my best verse during this reading, not because it was so good or powerful, but because it confused me. What is James talking about? Now, allow me to share with you again that question that he was asking us as believers. James asks, what causes quarrels and fights among you? Is it not this that your passions are at war within you? Now, I know that my passions are my personal desires. I get that. It's the things that I want most, or at least at any given time. But James says my passions are at war. What does that mean? Our passions are at war? Because to me, a war implies that there are two opposing sides in conflict with each other. But that's where he confuses me. See, my desires are usually focused on me wanting one thing at a time, at any given moment, like love, security, food, provision, health, favor, and yes, sex, recognition, comfort, satisfaction, or even pleasure. Now, I'm sure you can relate to some of those things, right? But whatever it is that I want, it usually is one thing at a time. So could James be talking about another type of war that's going on inside of us? And I believe he is. I think the war James is talking about could be between what we want and what God wants for us. I think it could be the war between our motives and wanting what we want for our glory instead of God's glory. It could be wanting to build our kingdom instead of his, to earn God's favor instead of just enjoy his presence. Our passions or desires may be warring between us, ultimately wanting God's hand instead of seeking God's face. Now, if this is true, then verse 2 makes a lot more sense when James writes, you desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and can't obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. So I asked the Holy Spirit, how do I murder? And he showed me that I murder whenever I don't get what I desire and I respond in anger, bitterness, and resentment towards the person I think or feel is denying me from having what I want, or I choose to blame them for it. And then I asked the Holy Spirit, how do I covet? And the Holy Spirit said, whenever I don't appreciate what I have, comparing what I have to what others have, being jealous or envious of others, and having a sense of entitlement from God and others. So if this is true of you too, what's the result of all of this? I think verse 3 says it best when James writes, I ask, but I do not have because I ask wrongly. That means when we ask God for something, we're probably asking with either the wrong motives, that's the why behind what we want, or we're probably asking with the wrong attitude, that's the true condition of our heart that may be harboring anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. And we're probably asking for the wrong purpose, for our own glory instead of God's glory and His eternal purpose instead of our temporary comfort and relief. So before I even ask God for anything, I need to check my motives, my attitude, and my purpose for asking. And then I simply ask in humility, believe and expect to receive in faith, and then accept in trust because God owes me nothing. Because that's what real men do. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners. It just inspires me and keeps me going and keeps me driven. And I found this one from Stephen H underscore ST. That's his ID name on iTunes. And Stephen writes, "Every single one of these podcasts are amazing. I'm a young man in my walk with Christ, and I'm becoming so strong and vulnerable more and more, not only through ministry, Bible studies, men's groups, church, the whole nine, but listening to these podcasts are so inspirational, and more importantly, and in my eyes, a holy blessing to men across the country and the world. This has transformed many views for myself, and I know it will for many others as well. I pray I can minister to all that cross my path like you all do. I know that through Christ, my girlfriend at the moment will be my wife in the future. You're helping me through God to become the man He created me to be. My brothers and sisters in Christ, much love. I hope one day you'll hear of my name the way I heard yours, through God's glory." And thank you, Stephen H. I really appreciate that, brother. And like I told you, we pick these at random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review, I may read yours on the air. And as you guys know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders like Stephen H., please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.